we know, Yom Yerushalayim is later this week. Next week we have the Yom Tov of Shavuos. On Shavuos is, of course, the yahrzeit of David HaMelech, King David, under whose leadership the city of Yerushalayim was united. Intuitively, I think we all realize that the city of Yerushalayim is a symbol of Achdus, a symbol of unity of the Jewish people. I'd like to explore that relationship with you and perhaps gain some insights into the nature of Achdus, of unity, and the potential that Yerushalayim has to promote a sense of true Achdus, true unity for Klal Yisrael. The link between Yerushalayim and the concept of unity is strikingly apparent in Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Chaf Beis, which is the third of the 15 Shir HaMalos. Mizmar Kuf Chaf Beis is a powerful tribute to Yerushalayim in its splendor. In three consecutive psukim, the Mizmar, the psalm, speaks of shalom, of the concept of peace in connection to Yerushalayim. Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim in Pasuk Vav. Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim yishloyu ohavoyich. Yihi shalom v'cheirech shalva bar menosoyich. L'man achai v'reyoi adabar na shalom bach. In Pasuk Gimel, Yerushalayim ha'benuya ki'ir shechubra lo yachtav. The Pasuk uses the term chibur, connection, in connection to Yerushalayim. Built-up city, Yerushalayim HaBenuya, is considered like a city that is united together. There's a passage in Talmud Yerushalmi, source number 2. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi commented on this pasuk in Kuf Chav Beis, Yerushalayim HaBenuya ki'ir shechubra lo yachtav. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, this is a city shehi osa kol Yisrael chaverim. This is a city that makes all of Klal Yisrael into chaverim. Now, the specific context of this comment is a halachic issue, which is discussed in the Mishnah Chagiga. During the time of pilgrimage, of Aliyah L'Regel, every individual Jew is considered to be in the status of what's called a chaver, which is a technical halachic term used in the Gemara, referring to someone who is a Talmid Chacham, who is well-versed in the laws of purity of Tumah v'Tahara. And so in this vein, Rabbi Shua ben Levi's comment is simply referring to the halachic notion that during the time of pilgrimage of Aliyah L'Regel, we trust every individual Jew with regard to matters of Tumah v'Tahara. The Gemara there explains that this is true specifically in the time of pilgrimage, because the Pasuk in Kuf Chav Beis in Tehillim mentions in this context in Pasuk Dalet, Shesham Alu Shvatim. This is Yerushalayim at the time that the Shvatim would go up to Yerushalayim to visit. Shalosh Regalim. It is at this time of the year that every individual Jew takes on the status of a Chaver, of a Talmid Chacham, that we trust what he says with regard to Tumah V'Tahara, with regard to purity. According to the Rambam in Hilchos Mishkav U'Moshav, regarding the laws of purity, the basis for this halachic leniency is because we can safely assume that at a time like this of Shalosh Regalim, even the ordinary Jew, the masses, have purified themselves in anticipation of Yom Tov. The halacha tells us, Chayiv Adam Litayer Es Atzmo Baregel, one is supposed to become pure at the time of Shalosh Regalim. So this is, of course, the simple meaning of the comment in the Yerushalmi that the city of Yerushalayim is Osa Kol Yisrael Chaverim. Every Jew takes on the status, halachic status, of Chaver. But perhaps it's hard to avoid the literal meaning of these words as well. Ir Sha'osa Kol Yisrael Chaverim. Literally, a city that makes all of Israel into Chaverim, friends. And perhaps it's not far-fetched to suggest that Rabbi Shua ben Levi may also have intended with his choice of words to highlight also the role of Yerushalayim as a city which promotes unity, achdus, among Klal Yisrael. In fact, there's a parallel passage in the Yerushalmi Bava Kama where Rabbi Shua ben Levi's comments are phrased in a slightly different way. And there the passage reads, Yerushalayim habnuya ki ir shechubra lo yachtav ir shemechaberes Yisrael ze lo ze. This is a city that binds Jews one to another. It's interesting. Two variant readings of the Yerushalmi. One of the commentators, the Maritz Chayos, suggests that perhaps these two comments complement one another. The underlying basis for trusting even a Jew that is ordinarily not well-versed in the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, someone that's halachically called an Am Ha'aretz, regarding personal matters of purity with, at the time of Shalosh Regalim, may have actually been the desire to break down barriers between Jews and to facilitate a greater spirit of achdus, of unity, during these times of the year. So that all Jews, in fact, take on the status of chaverim, of tamidi chachamim, and all Jews are bound together as chaverim in friendship, and the two ideas really complement one another. It's interesting that the Gemara in Chagiga, this is source 4, offers a similar explanation for the halacha of the Mishnah, that during the times of Shalosh V'Galim, we can trust every individual Jew for matters related to Tumah V'Tahara, purity. The Gemara also brings out the idea of Oso Yisrael Chaverim, but not from the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Chav Beis, but from a different Pasuk in Sefer Shoftim in Perek Chaf, a Pasuk which appears in the context of the story called Pileges Begiva, the battle that was waged against Shevet Binyamin in the wake of the episode there of Pileges Begiva, where the Pasuk says, Vayesof, Kol Yish Yisrael El Ha'ir, Ki Ish Echad Chaverim. All of the people of Israel gathered at the city as one man, Chaverim, as friends, as comrades. On this, the Gemara comments, Hakasuv Asa'an Kulan Chaverim. The Pasuk casts the assembly of Jews into the status of Chaverim. Just a parenthetical comment. This Shabbos, of course, is Shabbos Mevorachim. We bless the new month, the month of Sivan. There's a tefillah that we say every time we bless a new month. The tefillah begins with the words, Misha Asa Nisim Ravoseinu V'Gualosam Me'Avdus Ucheirus. In that paragraph, we conclude with the words, Chaverim Kol Yisrael. It's not a coincidence. The expression Chaverim Kol Yisrael are these Gemaros that we've just read, and perhaps the meaning of referring to Yerushalayim as Chaverim at the time that we mentioned the new month is because, according to the Rambam's opinion, the act of sanctifying the new month was a function of the Sanhedrin Gedola, the supreme Jewish court, which was stationed in Yerushalayim. And so we ask our Kadosh Baruch Hu that the time should come that we should once again have the ability to sanctify the new month with the Sanhedrin Gedola, which of course is based in Yerushalayim. And so we make reference to this very expression of Chaverim Kol Yisrael. There's a version in the Mazda Vitri for this tefillah of Misha Asanisim where he reads it as Chaverim Kol Yisrael Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Again, the connection between Yerushalayim and the expression Chaverim Kol Yisrael. The formal dispensation of the halacha of Kol Yisrael Chaverim is, of course, during the times of Aliyah LeRegel, as we've seen in the Gemara. But, of course, it's easy to recognize that Yerushalayim is a unifying factor, a unifying force, not just during the times of Shalosh Regalim, but throughout the year. Yerushalayim and everything that Yerushalayim represents, the Beit HaMikdash, the Shekhinah, the notion of Kedusha, these are concepts that are central to Yahadus, to Judaism. Yerushalayim has always been at the forefront of Jewish conscience and consciousness. The Yerushalayim is the chosen city, always referred to in the Torah as the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the city that Hashem will choose, the Ir HaKodesh, the Ir HaElokim. Of course, Shalosh Regalim were occasions that accentuated the spirit of Achdus. You can imagine the sight of the masses of Jews converging on Yerushalayim at a time of Aliyah LeRegel to offer karbanos, to bask in the aura of Kedusha that permeated the atmosphere in Yerushalayim. But the message of Achdus manifested during Shalosh Regalim was really a message that impacted not just for Shalosh Regalim, but for the rest of the year as well. And although the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Chav Beis speaks about Yerushalayim HaBenuya, Yerushalayim which is built up as the city of Chubra LaYachdav, there is also no doubt that even in the wake of the Churban, of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, and perhaps ironically because of it, the city of Yerushalayim continues to remain a focal point for all of Klal Yisrael. Many takanos were enacted by Chazal to commemorate aspects of Yerushalayim and of the Beis HaMikdash. A well-known example is Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana that the four species, the Arba Minim, should be taken on each of the days of Sukkot, with the exception, of course, of Shabbos, just as it was taken for 7 days in Yerushalayim. Biblically, the halacha is one is only obligated to take a Lulav and Esrog on the first day of Sukkot. In Beis HaMikdash, one would take it all 7 days, and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said we should also take it every day as well. Why? Because he wanted to establish a Zecher LeMikdash. He wanted to parallel the practice of what was done in Beis HaMikdash. The source for reenacting the Beis HaMikdash's practices is a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. A Pasuk appears in Perek Lamed, Sion hi doresh ein la. No one cares about Sion. Therefore, there's a special imperative to preserve those institutions that were associated with Beis HaMikdash and with Yerushalayim. There are also many halachos that are designed to express a sense of avelos, of mourning, at the loss of Beis HaMikdash. One such example is, in fact, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, according to many opinions. We mark the days between the day that we brought the Minchas HaOmer, the second day of Pesach, and the Shtei Alechem, which was brought 7 weeks later on Shavuos. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, some Rishonim point out, therefore that the mitzvah today is only midrabanan, not biblical. The purpose of the mitzvah to serve as a reminder of Beis HaMikdash, or specifically of Churban Beis HaMikdash. We say after we count Sfira, Harachaman hu yachzir lanu avodas Beis HaMikdash l'mkoma. We ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restore Beis HaMikdash. The heights of human emotion is expressed in the Jewish life cycle. A chasana, a wedding on the one hand, a Beis Evel, Rachmana Litzlan on the other, also bear the imprint of Avelos Beis HaMikdash. No simcha can truly be complete without Binyan Yerushalayim, and all expressions of sorrow should also be viewed in the larger context of the collective suffering of Avele Tzion Yerushalayim. Needless to say, our liturgy, our davne, is replete with references to Yerushalayim, all of which are culled from Tanakh, all intended to give expression to the intense and passionate yearnings that Jews have for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a focal point for us when we daven. The halacha is one should face in the direction of Yerushalayim. We in the West turn toward the East. The Pasuk in Shir Hashirim teaches us this halacha, Ki Migdal David Tzavareich Banui L'Tal Pios. Your neck is like the Tower of David built as an ornament. The expression Tal Pios, the Gemara interprets in Brachos, Tal Shekol Pios Ponimbo, the mound to which all mouths turn when they're davening. And the Gemara there concludes, Nimtzu'u Kol Yisrael Mechavnim Eslibam L'makom Echad. In effect, all of Israel focuses toward one single place. So obviously, the message of Achdus, of unity, is something that we ourselves encounter in connection to Yerushalayim literally on a daily basis. No, what what I just did now was a bit of a digression. I didn't put any of these Marukamot in. Maybe I should have. I apologize. I'd like to, now I will return now to the sheet. I would like to explore the notion of Yerushalayim and Achdus on a more subtle, more esoteric level. We will come back down to earth though, so bear with us. A concept so lofty as Yerushalayim must have multiple layers of symbolism. And so the message of Achdus, of unity, the dimension of unity of Yerushalayim that is so expressed in so many ways must also correspond to a parallel dynamic which could serve as its blueprint. If Yerushalayim is the ultimate unifier of Kal Yisrael, Ir She'osa Kal Yisrael Chaverim, then the seeds of that Achdus, of that unity, must be represented in every level of Yerushalayim, in every symbolic level as well. There is a mystical tradition that is held by Chazal regarding a second Yerushalayim. Not only is there a Yerushalayim below in this earth, an earthly Yerushalayim that most of us have probably visited, that we can easily visualize in concrete terms, there is also a Yerushalayim above, what's called Yerushalayim Shel Mala. It's a Yerushalayim that is unlike anything we have ever seen or might ever imagine. The tradition that Chazal have regarding a celestial Yerushalayim is not something tucked away in a comment of the Zohar, a mystical work, but it appears many times in the Gemara Talmud Bavli. We're not equipped to really fathom the precise nature of what Chazal described. Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal once in his Sefer on Tefillah, on the bracha of the Yerushalayim Irchan in Shemona Esrei, compares this to trying to explain the concept of color to someone who's been blind from birth. It's hard to relate. And yet, even if we simply take the words at very surface level, we can draw some very important insights and benefit just from that alone. And so I'd like to begin to look at some of these sources together with you with this disclaimer in mind, that we're really not understanding the essence of what's being said, but we're simply reading the words together. One reference to Yerushalayim Shel Mala is a Gemara in Tainis Daf Hei Amid Aleph. This is source 5 on your sheets. There's a pasuk in Hosea. The Gemara quotes, "Begibcha kadosh v'lo avo be'ir." The Gemara explains, "Amar kadosh baruch lo avo b'Yerushalayim Shel Mala ad she'avo Yerushalayim Shel Mata." Hashem says, "I cannot enter into Yerushalayim above. I cannot dwell securely in the heavenly Yerushalayim until you will enter into, or I will enter, but by extension, all of you will enter into Yerushalayim Shel Mata." Whatever this means. The Gemara questions the whole tradition of Yerushalayim Shel Mala. Umi Ika Yerushalayim Lamala? Is there in fact a celestial Yerushalayim? The Gemara responds, yes there is. In Dichsiv, the Pasuk says in Tehillim Kufcha Beis, Yerushalayim HaBinuya Ki'ir Shechubra La Yachtav. The Pasuk that we heard so earlier, Yerushalayim is a city that is connected together. There's a Yerushalayim down here. There's a counterpart to Yerushalayim in heaven. This Gemara tells us about such a tradition, affirms it, but doesn't give us specific information regarding Yerushalayim Shel Mala. If there's a Yerushalayim Shel Mala, then we can assume that there should also be a Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala. There's a Beis HaMikdash here in this earth. There's a counterpart Beis HaMikdash in heaven. Rashi in Chumash, number of places, makes reference to this idea as well. Yaakov Avinu, when he is on his way to Laban's house, has this dream about the ladder that is rooted in the ground and reaching to the heaven. Yaakov Avinu realizes this is a holy place, and he affirms this, and he says, "Ein zeh ki'im beis Elokim, v'zeh sha'ar ha-shamayim." This is the gate of heaven. Rashi quotes a Medrash, this is Surah 6, Midrasho, Shebeis HaMikdash, Shalmala Mechuvan Kineged Beis Hamikdash Shalmata. The celestial temple is positioned directly opposite the earthly counterpart, the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata. Rashi happens to mention this, it's not in your sources, in Pasuk, in Parshas Vishalach, in the Shiras Hayam, Machon L'Shiftecha Pa'alta Hashem, or also in Rashi mentions it in Parshas Mishpatim, El HaMakom Asher HaChinosi, again Rashi mentions that there's a Beis HaMikdash Shalmala that is aligned with the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. There's a Gemara Chagiga, source 7, Daf Yud Beis and Chagiga, which fleshes out additional aspects of Yerushalayim Shalmala, and also the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, the precise location in the celestial scheme, and also the identity of the Kohen Gadol. There's a Kohen Gadol here, Aaron HaKohen, or whoever represents Aaron HaKohen in the role of Kohen Gadol. There must be a counterpart Kohen Gadol in Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. There are 7 heavens that the Gemara describes. Each one has a separate name. The 4th of the 7 heavens is known as Zvul. The Gemara tells us toward the end of the quotation here, Zvul is the heaven where you find Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. In that heaven, you find a Mizbeach Banui. You find a Mizbeach, an altar that is built. U'michoyal sar ha-gadol omeid u'makriv alav karban. On this Mizbeach, you have the angel Michael, the Sar HaGadol, the great guardian angel. This is a term used in Sefer Daniel, Perek Yud Beis, for example, referring to Michael. He's known as Sar HaGadol. What is he doing in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala? He's Omed U'makriv Alav Karban. Michael is offering sacrifices on the Mizbeach, on the altar in the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk to this effect. The role of Michael, the angel Michael, as the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala is also quoted by Tosfos on a Gemara at the end of Masechta Menachos. You see source 8, Menachos at the Kuf Yud, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, La'olam Zos Al Yisrael. Pasuk there, the Gemara comments, Zeh Mizbeach Banui U'Michael Sarah Gadol Omed Umakriv Alav Karban. Again, the idea of a Kohen Gadol known as Michael Sar HaGadol. Tosfos there brings an interesting medrash which relates to the meaning of a passage in our davening every day. There's a bracha that we say in Hashmoneh Esrei that begins with the words Ritzei. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael Uvesvilasam. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we'll be able to go back to Beis HaMikdash and offer karbanos, and in the meantime, he should accept the tefillah that we offer him in lieu of karbanos. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'hashev es la'avoda l'dvir beisecha. Restore the avoda Beis HaMikdash to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the next two words are v'ishei Yisrael, the fiery offerings of Israel. And then it continues, u'shfilasam v'ahava sekabel v'ratzon. You should accept their tefillos, their prayers, with ratzon. How do we punctuate the sentence? Should we put the comma before the words V'ishe Yisrael so that it would read V'ashev es avodo l'dvir b'secha, pause, V'ishe Yisrael u'svilasam v'ava sekabel v'ratzon, and the fiery offerings of Israel and the prayers you should accept? Or should we put the comma after the words V'ishe Yisrael? V'ashev es avodo l'dvir b'secha V'ishe Yisrael. We should restore also the ability to offer karbanos. These are the two opinions that are cited even in the Mishnah Berurah, how to punctuate this sentence. Tosfos suggests one possibility is, you have it here in Source 9, the Isha Yisrael, we say, V'hasev es avoda l'dvir beisecha, V'isha Yisrael u'svilasam mehera be'ava sekabo v'ratzon. We ask Hashem to accept not only the tefillos that we offer, but together with that, to accept the Isha Yisrael. What are the Isha Yisrael? The Medrash tells us, Nishmoseihen Shel Tzadikim, the souls of the righteous. And these souls of the righteous are the karbanos brought by Michael, the angel, on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala. So we ask Hashem that He should accept not only our tefillos, but together with our tefillos, the carbon offered by Michael in the form of Nishmosehen Shel Tzadikim, the souls of the righteous. And so they would punctuate the sentence according to this interpretation, V'ashe v'savodo l'dvir beisecha, v'ishe Yisrael, you will put the word Vishay Yisrael with the sentence that comes right afterwards. You should accept it all together right now. Okay, so far we've been introduced to one of the Malachi Hashareis, one of the angels who plays a special role within Yerushalayim Shalmala, and that is none other than the Malach Michael, the one who serves as Kohen Gadol, as we saw in the various Gemaros that we read. Apparently, Michael is not the only angel that has a vested interest in Yerushalayim. Michael has an associate, and what is his name? Mimini Michael, Mismoli, Gabriel. Gabriel is another Malach. According to the Medrash Shmos Rabbah, further down, you should have the source, although I do not see it. Ah, yes, I do see it. Source 11. Michael and Gabriel have a joint assignment based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk tells us, "Alchomosayich Yerushalayim ifkadati shomrim." Upon the walls of Yerushalayim, Hashem, the Navi Yeshaya says, "I have appointed guardians, guardian angels." Who are these guardians? The Pasuk doesn't tell us. The Medrash tells us who these guardians are. The Pasuk just says, Tamid lo yecheshu, they should not stop, they should not be silent. So the Medrash tells us, look at the love that Hashem shows the Klal Yisrael, Bo Re'ei, source 11, Avaso shel Kadosh Baruch Hu al Yisrael, Sherei Malachei Hashareis, Shein Gibore Koach, the warriors, the warrior angels, Ason HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomin LeYisrael. Hashem appointed them to be angels that are to guard the Jewish people, to guard the walls of Yerushalayim. Mihem, Michael VeGavriel. And he quotes the pasuk that we saw in Yeshaya. The pasuk continued in Yeshaya that they should continue to say something. They should not be silent. Tamid lo yecheshu, kol hayom v'chol halayla, all day and all night. They should be saying something. They should not be silent. So the Gemara in Menachos asks the question, what should they be saying? Al dami lachem, do not be silent. My Amri, what do they say? One pasuk, Ata sakum t'rachem tzion. Pasuk in Kuv Beis in Tehillim. Another possibility Rav Nachman suggests, they say, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. All references to Hashem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, should have compassion upon Zion, should build the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, what did they say? They said another pasuk, Ki Vachar Hashem b'Tzion, Ivo l'moshav lo. So we have two angels, the existence of Michael and Gabriel, guardian angels on the walls of Yerushalayim. Another fascinating Gemara in Bava Basra, source 13. Pasuk in Yeshaya and Dalet referring to the walls of Yerushalayim in the future. V'santi kad kod shimshosayich. I will make your walls out of kad kod. Some precious stone, apparently. But what is it? So there are the conflicting opinions as to what exactly is the meaning of kad kod. One opinion, Shoham, that's the type of stone, Shoham stones. The walls of Yerushalayim will be made of Shoham stones. The other opinion, Yashpeh. Yashpeh is another type of stone, Jasper stones. The Gemara tells us that this disagreement as to the nature of the stones on the wall of Yerushalayim is a debate, possibly, between two angels. Which two angels? Pligi Trei Malachi Berukia. Two celestial angels have a debate. What is the meaning of the word Kadkod? Gabriel and Michael. These two angels are debating what exactly will be the stone that will be placed on the wall of Yerushalayim. So the word used is Kadkod. So Amar Lohu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see. Let's leave these few words just for a minute and just notice something fascinating. Michael and Gabriel, the two angels associated with Yerushalayim, Shalmala, the guardian angels on the walls of Yerushalayim, are debating something about the walls of Yerushalayim. What does this signify? What does this symbolize? What does it tell us about how we began and what the nature of Achdus is all about? We need to know something more about Michael and Gabriel and their properties, their characteristics. A pasuk that we say whenever we daven Shmoneh Esrei and we step back, Oseh Shalom Bimromav, pasuk in Iyov Chavhei. He who makes peace in his heights. Oseh Shalom Bimromav. So, on this pasuk, there's a medrash that appears in a number of places that explains the meaning of the pasuk, Oseh Shalom Bimromav. In what sense does Hashem make peace in his heights? Specifically, there are two angels whose properties are antithetical one to the other. Their very natures don't seem to coexist. Michael and Gabriel are polar opposites. Michael is the malach of water, of mayim, of sheleg. Gabriel is a malach of esh, of fire. Now, there are different versions of the Mevish, so we quoted the wrong one. The idea is the same, but the truth is that your point is well taken. There are numerous drashim that some have it one way, some have it the other way. The reason I opted for Gabriel being the Malach of Esh is because I was thinking of Gabriel, the one that destroyed Sodom, and other Gemaras as well that suggest that. But you're right, it can go one way or the other, and the Midrashim seem to contradict. But the idea is still one and the same. The traits of Esh and Mayim are obviously not to be seen as coexisting. Now, we're not speaking, of course, of physical properties of Mayim and Esh, but rather the counterparts of Mayim. Whatever Mayim, whatever water is in this world, there's some symbolic counterpart in the heavens, and so it is with Esh. Perhaps they refer to Din and Rachamim, Mayim being mercy, Esh being Din. Again, whichever we assign to Michal, whichever to Gabriel, again, I've been pointed out, there are other Midrashim that state the opposite way. But the point of Oseh Shalom Bimromav is that they can coexist, and they don't injure one the other. And Rav Bar Kapara commented and said, look, what a lesson we have here. The celestial bodies don't have a natural, innate sense of competition, of jealousy, and yet they need to blend together and get along, certainly for us, that we need to have shalom. So the harmonious coexistence of Michael and Gabriel is really a paradigm of shalom. So we go back to the Gemara in Bava Basra Ayin Hey with the word kadkod. And after this debate is playing out between Michael and Gabriel, what is the meaning of kadkod? Again, the way he has it here, right? It doesn't say who said what. But you can also begin to guess. The Yashpeh stone has a reddish tint. So that would be the fire angel, whichever he is. And the other stone, the Shoham stone, is the whitest stone. And that would be the other angel, the angel of Mayim, the angel of Shelek. They debated this question. And what was the resolution? When it comes to the walls of Yerushalayim, the resolution was the word kadkod. Amar lohu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehevei kedein ukedein. Kad code can be broken down into this one and that one. Kad code. Like this, kedein ukedein. They're both right. They can get along. Oseh Shalom Bimromav. Michael and Gabriel, the guardians of Yerushalayim, represent polar opposites, and yet they come together. That's the message of Yerushalayim Shalmala. So So what does all this indicate about the nature of shalom, the nature of achdus? What is true unity? What is true achdus? True unity is not conformity, homogeneity. To the contrary, true achdus is coming together of diverse, even contradictory elements to form a mosaic. Kedein u'kedein. We go back to the pasuk in Tehillim of Yerushalayim habenuya k'ir shechubra layachdav. The very next pasuk speaks about shesham agushvatim shivtei ka edus liyisrael. The picture of shalosh v'galim, the picture of Yer Sha'osa Ko Yisrael Chaveir, and the picture of Yerushalayim as a symbol of unity is depicted in the context of diverse parts of Klal Yisrael converging on the central location of each Shevet coming with what it represents, Shivtei Ka, each one has its own banner, and they came together to Yerushalayim, the symbol of unity, and this is the perfect counterpart to Yerushalayim Shomala. There's Michal and Gabriel in a celestial Yerushalayim, polar opposites. We have various strands of Klal Yisrael, of various Shvatim. Each one is different than the other, each one its own banner, coming together to Yerushalayim. This is exactly the picture of Yerushalayim, Habenuya Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachtav. I'd just like to perhaps just take it one last step further to close with a last insight about this notion of unity and how diversity really is the ultimate way to get to unity, and that's the symbol of Yerushalayim. Because this can also create potential problems. If you have diversity unbridled, you can also lead to anarchy, which is the antithesis of shalom. You have antagonistic forces that come together, they squabble, they annihilate one another, they don't coexist. Osa shalom bimromav. Okay, how does it work for us? What's the gel that facilitates true harmony? What makes possible Osa Shalom Bimromav in Yerushalayim Shomala, and then hopefully Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu in Yerushalayim Shomata? So I think the answer would lie in that pasuk in Iyov, Chaf Hei, that we mentioned, Osa Shalom Bimromav, source 15. How does the pasuk begin? We all know the end of the pasuk. Most of us are not familiar with the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk is Hamshel Ufachad Imo. Dominion and dread, fear, terror are with him. Oseh Shalom Bimromav. So for Oseh Shalom Bimromav, there has to first be the theme of pachad, of fear. So the Mitzudas David, one of the commentaries on the pasuk, points out, Goldo Hamimshola Umarbis Hapachad Asher Im Hashem Kolechad Mehem Ose Shalom B'Marchos Hashemayim Ushalo Yisnagdu Zela Zeh. What allows for the fact that these opposite forces don't oppose one another? The sense of the great aura of majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Memshola, the dominion, and the Pachad, the awe, the fear that exists. That provides the stability, that provides the balance between the competing forces of Gavriel and Michael. If we think about one single theme that is recurring with Yerushalayim, that is so associated with Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, it's the theme of Yira, of fear. There are many, many examples I can give you. The bracha of Ritzei that we usually conclude with the words Hamachzeh Shchinaso Letzion, when we have Sholosh Regalim and Duchening, we conclude with the words that they used in the Beis HaMikdash, Sha'oscha Levadcha B'yira Na'avod. You alone, they will serve in fear. We say this Friday night as well, B'yira V'fachad, we should serve you with fear. When the Torah talks about eating Ma'aser Sheni, the second tithe in Yerushalayim, the pasuk tells us, "Leman tilmad liyira es Hashem." When you come to Yerushalayim and you eat your ma'aser sheni, you will learn to fear Hashem. The most basic and fundamental mitzvah associated with Beis HaMikdash is the mitzvah called Mora Mikdash, the mitzvah of fearing Hashem in the Mikdash. We just read it in the parsha yesterday, at the end of Parshas Bahar, "Umikdashi tira'u." You should have fear of my sanctuary, of my presence in the sanctuary. Why is fear so critical to Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash? because of the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, the Shechina. When we experience the Shechina, the presence of God, the natural reaction should be a state of yira, fear. We say in the Haggadah, Uvemora Gadol, Zeh Giwe Shechina. The revelation of Hashem imposes a feeling naturally of awe, of fear. I believe that it's this sense of yira, the sense of fear, of awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is really the perfect and the most powerful catalyst for shalom. It's the yira of Hashem, the fear of Hashem, that can impose shalom on disparate and antithetical forces. Yerushalayim habenuya ki ir shechubro layachtav. Why was it so pervasive? The sense of achdus was so pervasive during Shalosh Regalim, because Shalosh Regalim was the time that the Torah tells us you had a mitzvah of Shalosh Pamashon Yeirah Kol Zechurcha. Yeirah means to be seen. But the word Yeirah also has the same exact identical letters as the word Yira, fear. Yira, Yeirah, shall be seen, shall experience the fear of Hashem. And this is what led to the peace and the sense of coexistence that's represented by Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a contraction of two words. How did Yerushalayim get its name? Yerushalayim. The Medrash in Parshas Vayera talks about two individuals who contributed to the name of Yerushalayim. One was Avraham, and the other was Shem, Melchizedek, Melech Shalem. Avraham called the place Yireh. At the Akedah, Hashem Yireh. Shem called it Shalem, Melchizedek Melech Shalem. So we have the name Yerushalayim, Yireh Shalem. Perhaps we can suggest that the combination of Yireh Shalem is really the essence of how to get to that sense of unity, of Shalom. What brings about Shalom? What controls the harmony, the balance between all of these various forces, the various Shvatim, the various Malachim? It's the sense of understanding the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yira, the fear that it engenders. One really understands that they're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and taps into that sense of Yira, then there's no problem with the fact that there's Michal and Gabriel and 12 Shvatim. To the contrary, that's the beauty of Yerushalayim, that's the beauty of the Achdus, and it's the Yira that brings to the Shalom, that brings to the sense of peace. And that's the pasuk in Tehillim as well that you see in Surah 17. Chaver ani l'chol asher yireucha u'lishomi pikudecha. David HaMelech says, I'm considered a friend, I'm bonded together to all that fear you. What creates a sense of chaver, of becoming one, of feeling a sense of camaraderie? The fact that there's a focus of fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chol asher yireucha. Hamsha u'fachat imo oseh shalom bimromav. Baruch Hashem, 39 years ago, we were zochet to regain access to Yerushalayim. And of course, we hope and we pray that this Yerushalayim will be transformed into Yerushalayim HaBenuya and will truly carry the mark of Ir Shechubra LaYachtav. And for that to happen, we should be receptive to the Kedusha inherent in the place. It's only the feeling of proper Yiras Hashem that's capable of facilitating the ultimate sense of Achdus, not a superficial Achdus, based on mutual convenience and alliances and conformity, an achdus that can really unify the most polar tendencies into a majestic state of harmony as expressed in Yerushalayim Shomala.